Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August 25th, 2008, prepaid legal conference call. For your convenience, tonight's call is being recorded. The Las Vegas Leadership Summit is just about 1.5 weeks away, and we're really excited about seeing many of you there. In fact, many of you on the call have already stated that you will be at the convention. And I want to remind those of you that are going to make it to make sure and attend our More Success Team breakout session, which will be held on Thursday, September the 4th from noon until 4 p.m. Just go to the website, www.moresuccessteam.com, and pre-register for that event. We have an incredible lineup of talent and information to share with you there, and I guarantee you that you don't want to miss it. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and the Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and of course the leader of our team, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Randy, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Well, Randy, this is a great call tonight. We've got some great guests on. Of course, it's been a great week already. Randy, tonight we have some people. They're $250,000 ringers, Platinum 4 executives, Platinum 2 jacket earners. Could just go on and on about all their performance and their leadership. But tonight it's my honor to introduce you, Mr. Frank and Teresa Acorn. Frank?
And if they're trying to get on.
They're trying to get on?
Yeah.
But you sure they had the right number, right?
Yeah, we confirmed the numbers.
Mr. Moore, this call was really maxed out. I couldn't get on myself for probably about 10 or 15 tries.
Wow. And there's a lot of people tonight.
Yeah, we have a lot of people on. Do we have... the coin's not been able to get on yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
They're trying. I told them to keep trying.
All right.
Okay, then I'll step aside, Randy, and let you...
Do we have Mr. Kyle Kimbrell on yet? He may be having a little bit of trouble. We may have to go with Mr. Tony Hughes. Are you in the speaker mode? I guess you are, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, I'm going to call on you just a second, Tony, because I was going to have Kyle actually talk about what you and him are actually doing with your core training, the actual training that you've been doing for our team. Would you like to comment on that in just a few minutes while we're waiting?
Yeah, that's fine. I just hope that if the coins get on that they kick me off, because I called in to listen to them. Are they on yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, Pokey, if you hear them get on, just tell me and I'll hush up and... Uh-oh. Am I still there?
You are here. Tell me what you're talking. I'm going to talk to the operator just a second, okay?
Okay. Well, we're excited. I'm just thrilled to be working with Mr. Kimbrell. We've been kind of stumbled into it when the company came out with the new associate training. We thought, well, let's get a few people on a Saturday and train our own team. And so we started doing that about three or four weeks ago, and, gosh, we had a huge group of people on that first week, and Kyle was on there. I didn't know he was going to help me, but he jumped in throughout the entire process and helped me, and it really turned out to be a great call. And so then we did it again a couple weeks later, and we got another huge group of people on there. And what's cool about it is it doesn't cost anything. It only takes 2 hours. We do questions and answers. They can show up in their pajamas, and it's the same exact training, just we cut out a lot of the fluff. We're able to just really get down and train the team. So we've done it three times now. We've got about 250 new associates that have been trained over the last 3 weeks, and we're going to do another one this Saturday. And if anybody's interested in having a couple Millionaire Club members train their brand new people, you can just send them to newassociatetraining.info, and it's all the information is on there. They just need to call in, Randy, to your phone number, the same number that we dialed in tonight. We're going to do that training Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 9 Mountain, 10 Central, 11 Eastern. It'll go 2 hours. We'll finish up with a Q&A. And, again, if they just go to that website and download the PowerPoint, we will walk them through slide by slide and answer all their questions. In fact, Kyle and I did 40 minutes of Q&A at the end of the call, and it was awesome. Just some great questions, and there's some new associate documents that we cover on the training that we put right on that website. So I hope that people can find some value in that. We've really enjoyed doing it.
Well,
so I hope the coin's made it on.
I don't know if Teresa or Frank the coin got on the call yet.
Yes, we're here.
All right.
Oh, great.
We were stalling.
As Frank says, I'll hush now.
I apologize sincerely. I had the wrong code, evidently, and when I tried to get on, y'all were so busy, no one could get through. So I want to congratulate you for having so many people on here.
Well, that's good, yes. We've got several hundred people listening to you tonight, Mr. Coyne.
Well, I just got a question before we get started here. What was that website again, New Associate Training?
Uh-huh.
NewAssociateTraining.info.
Info, okay. Okay, I think that's a wonderful idea, as a matter of fact. What a way to leverage yourself is that, you know, not only get yourself on there, but get the entire team on there. If you're going to ever leverage yourself, that would be the place to do it with all your new associates and all their new associates. So, do I turn this back to you? You want me to go ahead, or what do you want me to do here?
Mr. Coyne, we've already introduced you, and we'd like for you, if you would, just go ahead with the call, sir.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd just like to say, you know, it's an absolute honor and a privilege to be on this call. From our family, your family, I appreciate everything that y'all have done, and the Moores have been our idols for a long time. And although we've never had, you know, the opportunity, and it would be an absolute opportunity to work with you more personal, we've always admired everything you've done for as long as you've been in the business and everything that's happened in your organization. And before I get started, Ken, I have a question for you, if it's okay. Is Ken there?
Yeah. I punched the wrong button, Frank. I'm using my own step out.
Ken, I just want to tell you how much, you know, my wife and I admire you and your family and everything y'all have done, you know, in your prepaid legal career, and I don't know much about your career before that, but I just want to say thanks from our family and your family because you've been an example for a lot of people over the years, and it's just an honor to be on here.
Well, we want to thank you, Frank, just for coming on the call because we have the highest and utmost respect for you and Teresa. You're absolutely icons, and like Tony said a while ago, I bowed for him. He said he got on tonight not to talk, but listen to you because you're certainly a man with a lot of wisdom, and we appreciate you being on the call tonight.
Well, I'm just so thankful and pleased to be here. Ken, how long have you been in the business? I never have asked you that. I don't know how long.
25 years.
25?
Yes.
I have one other question before my training starts because I've wanted to ask you this for years. In those 25 years, I know there's a lot of stuff you've learned, but if you could nail it down to one main thing, what is the main thing that you've learned in those years?
Well, Frank, I've learned one thing. If you would just know the product, believe it, use it, and get enthused about it, everything else will take care of itself.
Okay. Well, I know I heard you say that a lot of times.
Once you know the product and believe it, everything else, 85%, of everything else is your enthusiasm for the product. And if you believe in it like I do and like you do and Randy does, some of the others there, you're going to tell people about it. See, because once you believe in it and you're enthused about it, the other parts fall into place. You're naturally going to go start telling people about it. If you're telling people about it, then some of those people are absolutely going to want to get in the business where you approach them or not. You better approach them because someone's going to get them. I didn't mean to. I'm supposed to let you talk, Frank.
No. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. I just never had an opportunity to answer the question. I just think, listen, if I've got you where you're at, that's what I'm going to do some focusing on.
But thank you.
I will get started, and I really do want to say it's a privilege to be here to each and every one of you, whether you're part-time or full-time or sometimes. Maybe this is the call that you'll get a little piece of something out of that will turn your whole career around and take you where you want to go because, you know, sometimes it's one call that does it. It's just like when you're young, you might have dated a lot of people, but it's that one person that you met that turned your life around. And sometimes we'll run into something that we hear or see, and that one little thing is what tweaks it all for us. So tonight my dream is that, you know, something that we say on here tonight that turns your family around. But I really want to just spend a moment, if it's okay, to tell you, you know, how we got here. And I won't take this too long because sometimes I think the less just gets done. I will tell you that when Teresa and I found Prepaid Legal, or Ed found us, we were very busy. And I know everybody on the phone is busy. Every minute of every day is taken. If you've got children or, you know, if you've got a family or whether you're retired or whatever, you're still busy. And to work Prepaid Legal in, for some of us, was not as easy as for other people. When we came here, you know, we were opening a chain of stores. We had 25 stores on the drawing board, and quite frankly, I wasn't looking for another business. But when I saw the business model, I told my wife, I said, you know, I think we have found something that we could build, and over the, you know, next 5, 10, 15 years, build something so substantial that when we leave here, you know, it'll be left for our family. And so we started, and very part-time with 3 or 4 hours a week because I was building a store in Jacksonville and Nashville, and I was coming back through Charleston, and we just had no time to build this business. And so I used little pockets of time when I would take a break from maybe hiring people and training people and building out these stores. I would use little pockets of time. If I met somebody, I'd say, you know, we're getting ready to open a couple of businesses here. I'm working on one now, but I've got another one I'd be interested in you taking a look at. And I'd just give them a little information on the company. And just doing that, our goal was to get up to $10,000 a month, which is, you know, unbelievable if you're doing something part-time. And I told my wife, I said, let's get it to $50 a day, and let's see how fast we can do that. So we worked for a few months, and accidentally, I guess, brought a few people on, and we got it to $50 a day. And I know that doesn't sound like much to some of you on the phone, because some of you probably make unbelievable money. But and I was making good money, too. We were doing, you know, a few million dollars a year in our other business. But if you can make $50 a day on a passive income, that's $1,500 a month. And then we took it up to $100 a day. And, of course, if you're doing $100 a day, that's $3,000 a month. And that doesn't sound like a lot to some of you, and it sounds like a whole bunch to the rest of you. But, you know, $3,000 a month, you know, in 3 years, you can buy a $100,000 house for cash. Just save it up. And we got it to $150,000, then $200,000, and $300,000, and $500,000, and $600,000. And it kept going. And, you know, we finally got it up to literally, and it was so stunning to me, we got it up to over $1,000 a day. And that changed everything. I mean, the moment that we started getting in that $200, $300 a day, I knew right then we hit something really big. And now we've been here, I think, right at 9.5 years, and the company has paid us millions of dollars, really, you know, for doing this. And we're still part-time. I'd like everybody to know that. You know, we still have our stores. We still have a real estate business. I still do other businesses. But it is something that, you know, we probably spend the most time on, get the most enjoyment on, and have gotten the biggest financial rewards on. But it didn't start out like I thought it was going to start out. I think everybody on the phone, if you've been in the company any length of time at all, you're excited about the business. And, you know, there's not much to prepaid when you look at the sections of it. There's prospecting, presentation, closing, then putting people into a system, and then communicating with them. You know, you've got to get, you know, someone to talk to, and then you got to get sort of presentation going. Then they close out if they want to come with a company, and then you put them into the system, and then you communicate with them on a, you know, on a pretty regular basis to build that, you know, team across the United States. And so we all know that. We've all been to briefings. We've been to luncheons. We've been to PBRs. We've been to the convention. We've seen the DVDs. We've seen all this other stuff. But when I started out, I was so frustrated, I can't even begin to tell you. And one of the things I got frustrated about is that I knew how good the business was. I knew how good the product was. I knew how good it was for our members. I knew how good it was for companies that had it because I had met people that had used it. I had used it. Matter of fact, we were customers before we came with the company. And I got excited when I finally decided to come with Prepaid Legal. And I wanted to talk to everybody, not, you know, family, friends, workers, people at church. I wanted to tell all about that, and they just didn't see it, and it was driving me nuts. I mean, for months, I told Teresa, I said, you know, there's something wrong here. I don't know if it's me, you know, or these people are crazy, or they're just, and I really thought they might be stupid because, you know, I was all excited about what I had learned about, and I just could not, for some reason, get that over. And I don't know if anybody on the phone's like that, but, you know, you go out and you're going to talk to this insurance agent or financial planner or CPA or accountant or a single mom or a teacher or a preacher, a college student, your next-door neighbor, your brother, your sister, and, you know, they don't seem to be excited about that. And one day I had 3 appointments to talk to people, and I sat down with all 3 of them and gave it the best shot I had. I swear to you, I did the best job I knew how to do. And when I got done, they didn't seem to have any interest, and they just didn't want to go any further with it. And so I came home, and I Teresa asked me how I went, and I said, Teresa, you know, it's either me or these people are nuts. And she said, what did you mean? And I said, you know, they just didn't see this. And that one statement right there changed our whole prepaid legal business. When she said, what did you say? And I said, Teresa, these people just didn't see what I was trying to tell them. And the moment I said it, I got an answer that has helped me with everything. And sometimes the answer is dead in front of us, and we don't even know it. And it had been sitting in front of me for months and months and months. And I turned to her and I said, Teresa, that's right. They haven't seen it. They haven't seen what I've seen. And they haven't heard what I've heard. And they haven't read what I've read. And they haven't read the, you know, been around the social network that I've been around. They haven't met anybody else in prepaid legal. And I came to the conclusion of this, Ken, that until someone has seen what you've seen, and they've heard what you've heard, and they've read what you've read, and they've met other people in prepaid legal that they can identify with, there's no way in God's creation they can ever be as excited as you are when you go in to talk to them. And so I finally figured out, and I wish someone had told me earlier, that that's the reason the tools are so vitally important. The DVDs and the CDs, the meetings, the luncheons, the PBRs, the regionals, the trainings that we do, the recruiting calls that we do, and now, of course, the webinars that we do, because it gives that new associate the opportunity to see the company like you've seen it. They see Harlan Stone Cipher. They see the attorney generals. They see the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the head of the Black U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They hear the former president of the American Bar Association. You know, they see it and they hear them talk. They get a chance to possibly read a brochure, to see a flyer on prepaid legal. And then the kicker is that when they finally meet your social network, when they finally meet other people in prepaid legal, they have the opportunity at that point to identify with somebody until they can identify. In other words, if me or Ken Moore, as old as we are, if we recruited a young person, maybe a young single parent, they may not identify with us at all. The briefing, or they get on the call and they hear a single parent talk, like my daughter was a single parent for a number of years, and she came on board with the company and could not leave the house because she had this child, and now she's got two children. She's married now, but at that time she had one, and she started using, you know, just giving the website out and giving the phone numbers out, and she started earning, and does to this day, she's still at home with the children. She'll earn somewhere between $100 and $200 a day, just staying at home using very passive methods to build a business. So I really want you to get a grip on this, because I don't care how much excitement you have. I don't care how much you know. I don't care, you know, what you've seen or heard or read or anything else. Until you have, until you figure out, and here's the best way for you to do this, I think, and I use this example all the time. If you will take a piece of paper, if you've got a piece of paper in front of you, if you will just draw an eye, just draw an eyelash and draw an eye the best you can on there, and then try to draw an ear on that same piece of paper, draw an eye and then draw an ear. An ear is nothing but a question mark. So you've got an eye on your paper, you've got an ear on the paper, and right next to it, just draw a book. I don't care how you draw this book, just try to draw a book. So you got an eye, an ear, and a book, and then draw five little stick figures on that piece of paper. And then right above it, write down see, hear, read, and social network. And so when you finally figure out what I figured out, and when I learned that, we quadrupled our recruiting, because I not only figured out that it worked, when I started showing people things, letting them hear things, letting them read stuff and meeting the social network, the moment I started having success with it, I started teaching that method to our whole team. I had an eye and I had an ear and I had a book and I had a social network, and I beat that into our organization, you know, at every training. And people would come there frustrated. They'd go, you know, I invited people to the briefing tonight, or I invited people to the PBR tonight. You know, I invited them to lunch and they didn't come. And I turn right around and I say, well, let me ask you a question. What did they see? What did they heard? What did they read? And who have they met? And they went, okay, Frank, I got it. And the minute we started teaching that one method, now there's a lot of methods in prepaid legal, but you can't even get to the other methods sometimes unless you can get them to look at it and to hear it and to read some stuff and meet your social network. You'll never get down to here's how you prospect, here's how you present, here's how you close, you know, here's how you communicate, here's how you build a team, here's how you do a PBR, here's how you form a luncheon. You'll never get to the other trainings that you learn until you get someone into business. And so I just want to slow up here a little so that, because we could talk all night about all the presentations, the prospecting, the closings, putting them in the system, and how to communicate with them, how to get your call started, and how to, you know, build in depth, and how to form teams. We could do all that stuff, but none of that counts if they're not in the business. And quite frankly, until your team understands that someone, their brother, their aunt, their nephew, their cousin, the pastor, the insurance agent, the very person you're trying to prospect right now may not see this because they haven't seen this, and they haven't heard it, and they haven't read it, and they haven't met the social network. And I can't tell you how critical it is for people to meet the social network that's in prepaid legal. Because when another insurance agent hears that 14 other insurance agents are doing this, and they're doing very well with this, in other words, like I've got one guy last month wrote 300 memberships, made $30,000, and I bet you I recruited 10 other insurance agents because of that one factor. Now, that same guy has the possibility this month of writing 1,400 memberships. But that same guy I'm talking about wasn't interested until I let him see what I had seen and heard what I heard and read what I read, and then he met some other people that in prepaid legal that was in the insurance industry. So, Ken, what I'd like to do, and if it is possible, I'd like to open this up and see if there's possibly some questions or comments, or to see if this has helped anybody. Because you know, and I'm like Hughes, I could probably train for 2 hours or 3 hours on any given subject, but sometimes the fewer words spoken, the better off we are. So is it possible we could open it up or have some of your leaders ask questions or comment on what we just trained?
Hey, Randy?
Yes.
Why don't you take care of them here?
All right. I tell you what, I've got a few of our leaders that are on the speaker mode. If I open it up, since there's several hundred people, I'm afraid it'll be disrupt the call. But do we have Mr. Kyle Kimbrell? Do we have him on?
Yes, I'm here, Randy.
All right, Kyle, Platinum 2 Executive Director out of Albuquerque, Millionaire Club member. Kyle, do you have any questions or comments on Mr. Coyne?
Well, you know, can you hear me clearly, Randy?
Sure. Yeah, you're coming in.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Coyne, I always ask, there's something that I wanted to ask, and I never got personally, but I know you've been successful in several other businesses, and, you know, why the change to prepaid legal services, why you become so passionate about that, considering all your, you know, success in the past prior to prepaid legal? That's what I always found fascinating about hearing your story, you and Teresa up on the stage.
I'll tell you why it is. Have you got a pencil and piece of paper in front of you?
Yes, sir.
Draw four boxes across the page, and I'll show you why.
Okay.
Since I've been studying business models for, close to 40 years now. And I went in business at a very, very young age. I left school in the sixth grade. I never went back. And now I have an opportunity to teach in colleges and stuff. But I've been studying business models for years and years. So you've got four boxes drawn across your page, right? Now, on the left-hand side of those boxes, just draw a little stick figure. And we'll say that's you. You're sitting there. And this is a business model. So I'm going to walk you through it. In the first box, on the left-hand side, right by you, write sales and marketing in that first box.
Okay.
In the next box, write product or service.
Okay.
The next box, write down collecting money. Or you just write money, I don't care.
Okay.
Every business in the world, that's the only three pieces to a business. I don't care whether it's a golf shop, a pizza store, I don't care if it's a dress store, a car lot. Someone has to do the sales and marketing or nobody gets paid. Is that correct?
Correct.
I didn't want to do sales and marketing when I came to prepaid legal. Then somebody has to deliver the service in any business, whether it's a pizza or whether it's a dress or whether it's an insurance agent. They got to sell it, then they got to deliver it. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then somebody's got to collect the money. and I didn't want to collect the money either. And the reason is I was just so busy with my other businesses, I didn't have time to do any of that stuff. So let me show you what I saw. Now, I'm going to put something in the fourth box in just a minute. You cannot deliver our service. And when I found out I didn't have to know anything about law, I took a deep breath. So just put an X through that second box. So 30% of what it takes to run this business is no longer there. And I was very relieved, to be honest with you. I didn't have to collect the money except the people that I signed up, and I didn't want to collect money. I didn't want to keep track of all the accounting and all that stuff. So put an X through that because the company does that. The law firm delivers the service. The company collects the money. And quite frankly, I didn't have time to go out because, you know, some people have a lot of time, like insurance agents. I was not an insurance agent. I was not a financial planner. I was not a CPA. I was not an accountant. I didn't have a lot of time to go out and do sales, you know, so I knew that that was not up for debate. I was opening 25 stores, but I wanted to do the business. And here's what I figured out, that all I had to do was staff the company. So above that top box, just write staff the company.
Okay.
So I knew that now all we had to do was find insurance agents, financial planners, CPAs, and accountants that like the product and they could take it to their clients. So underneath that box, you can write insurance agents, finance, CPAs, and accounts. And then I knew that if I brought a college student in, he could take it into the college. And I could bring a teacher in, and they would take it into the school. And I'd bring a preacher in, and they would take it into the churches. And I would bring an entrepreneur in, and they would take it to, you know, they sell to everybody everything. So all I had to do was find people in this, and if I wanted to go into a certain subdivision, I'd find the leader in the subdivision, and let them sell everybody in that subdivision or in a garden club. So I started writing a list down of those people that I knew. I knew some bankers that could take it to his clients. I knew some a college professor at the College of Charleston. He could take it into colleges. So all I was doing was staffing the company. So now here's what I've got. I'm just staffing. All I'm doing is getting people information. They can see, hear, read, and can come meet the social network and spend very little time doing that. And then with everybody doing just a little, they would do the sales and marketing. The company would, I mean, the law firm would deliver the product service. The company would collect the money, and I would just get paid. And I thought, this is like going to heaven without dying. But the last box was what sold me on the whole thing. I have a chain of stores. I'm in Tampa or Jacksonville, Nashville, Myrtle Beach. I have a chain of stores everywhere. But what happens is, and you can write system in that last box. Just write system. Until you have a system, a national system, to build a national footprint of businesses, there's no way for you to build a national chain of anything, a national chain of garages, TV stations, pizza parlors, McDonald's, until you have a system to do that. So here's what I knew. I could recruit someone in California, Sacramento, San Francisco, L.A., there was a trainer out there that would train those people. There was already a system, a network of meetings, a network of regionals, a network of everything out there that I did not have to go develop. Now, because I had owned a chain of stores, I knew that I couldn't do that nationwide unless it took me years and years to develop that. Well, prepaid legal had already taken, 25 or 30 years, and I got here to do that. So when I saw that business model, I almost went crazy. I stopped. We opened two stores out of 25. We stopped building stores, and we started recruiting because I knew that I could bring someone into business easier than I could build an entire store in a city I didn't know a soul, get everybody trained, and then try to do business and hopefully not have them $500,000 for buying one of my franchises. So it was a tremendous relief to me to know that I could just not try to talk anybody into coming to go, but just sort and see who was interested. So I hope that answered your question, because I'm excited about that to this day. That, you know, I can call Omaha, Nebraska, get someone excited. You know, they've got time to do one or two memberships a week, or they got time to do 100 memberships a week. Whatever they do, they're doing the sales and marketing. The company, the law firm is delivering the service. The company's collecting the money, and the system is working. So that's what got me excited about this. And also, when I came on board, I was 56 years old, And I really didn't have the energy to do all that, to be honest with you. I mean, not with everything else I was doing and still doing. I didn't have the energy or the time to build another national chain without the system being in place. And I hope that lets everybody know that most business people, when you show them those four boxes and say, listen, this is something that you, if you understand, you can see how you can build a national chain of associates that build a financial wall around you that nothing can penetrate. Because right now, I'm like Mr. Moore and some of the rest of you, if something happened to me, my income for my wife and my kids would not stop. I would stop, but the income wouldn't stop. So does that help answer that question?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, 15 years, 1 month being in this business, I have never seen that. What an amazing visual picture of our business model. So, I mean, I'm going to, you know, that national imprint, those four boxes, so simple, but, wow. I mean, that really just boils it down to the complexity of, you know, the whole business model that we have in a very simple. So that is awesome. As a matter of fact, I'm going to use, Mr. Hughes and I'll teach that on that. That goes right into that national system and training we were talking about earlier. We're able to, 2 millionaire club members in 2 different states could teach our associates who are those that national chain as they come in, you know, via conference call, webinar, and all the technology we have. So that just goes right into that box. So that's awesome. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you, sir.
That model, and I show that to every business person I bring in, because let me tell y'all something. When a businessman looks at this, now everybody's busy, whether you're a single parent or whether you just have a job every day. I mean, think about a family of two people. They don't have time to focus on even wiping their behind. I mean, they get up in the morning, they're trying to find their clothes, they're trying to get the kids off. One car's got a flat tire, they're running late, they get hung in traffic. You know, they go to work, their phone's ringing all day long, the emails are going off all day long. They're trying to get their work done. You know, sales are not working. Whatever is happening at work, then they, you know, they come home, they pick up the kids from the nursery, they throw them in the back seat like a bag of groceries. You know, they take them home, try to get them fed, try to get them washed, try to do the homework. You know, no one has time to think about very much, but when you show them how they can, you know, do this, and there's a whole other training in it. It's called active-passive, because, you know, some people can use the active way to build prepaid legal, and some people have to use the very passive way, and most of us have to use the very passive way to build prepaid legal. And once they understand that little concept, and we won't do it tonight because I'm sure I don't have time, but they understand like me, I can do it. I could, you know, our first year with prepaid legal, once I figured some stuff out, and believe me, it didn't come easy. This was like a mind enema because I was used to doing everything. It really was, you know. I had to let the thing do itself. I had to let the lawyers do their job. I had to let the company do their job. And, I finally figured out that for the first time in my life, I didn't have to train everybody. And what a blessing that was. I've been training my kids. I've been training my stores. And I've got, you know, I've had 2 chains of stores that have been very successful. And it took me a minute to kind of do that little brain enema and go, okay, Frank, you know, erase everything because these folks already have it in place and you don't have to do it all. And what a relief it was to leverage my time and let people like you and Mr. Hughes and Mr. Moore, you know, take the train over that had more experience than I did. Because in my industry, I was the most experienced guy in my industry. You know, there was only maybe 3 guys in the United States that knew any more about my stuff than I did. So it was like, I'm telling you, it was like going to heaven without dying. So I hope that helps. I hope that helps.
Yeah, no, that does help. It just reminds me of the blessing of those 3 boxes being fulfilled by the incredible business model Mr. Stonecipher has for us. So, but I'm sure Mr. Moore either has a question or may need to wrap up. But thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Anybody else can comment on that if they want to. It really helped me. And then when I put that together with, until they see it, hear it, read it, and meet the social network, boy, things just took off like a scalded dog. I'm telling y'all. Okay.
Mr. Coyne, I appreciate you being on. I we're running just a little bit long, but Mr. Tony Hughes, did you have a question or comment real quick?
Well, I've had the unique opportunity to spend the night at Frank and Teresa Coyne's home and have had the opportunity to stay up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning with him in a bar in Phoenix, Arizona when I invited him out to come out and do a Super Saturday. And all I can tell you is when this man speaks, you need to pay attention. If he ever speaks at a convention, if he's ever on a conference call, if you're ever near him on a Super Saturday, just shut up and listen, because everything he says is just like gold. And, Frank, I just appreciate you and your wife so much. Appreciate your wisdom and your knowledge and your experience and your friendship. You're just a tremendous asset to everyone at Prepaid Legal. I just love you. I really do. Appreciate you a lot.
Well, thank you, Joe. Next to Ken Moore, I feel like a rookie. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm so humbled by what y'all have done out there.
Frank, I tell you, we are so honored to have you on the call, and you always get my attention right off when you open your mouth, my friend. We give you the highest of honors from our team, and probably not, but if we could have ever been of any service to you anywhere in the world, we'd be very happy to do that. And please tell your lovely wife hello for us.
Well, thank you, and tell your wife I said hi, and thank you.
I will certainly do that.
Okay, here's the dream, and all of you got it. You know, remember that you don't have to do it all, and until they see it, hear it, read it, and meet the social network, you know, you're going to be working harder than you ever want to work. And doing more and more is not the answer. Doing more and more just gets you tired. It's doing less and less and less. The system do the thing, and so you can leverage your time. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, God bless, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas, Mr. Coyne.
Thank all of you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. With that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Randy. What a great call. Went a little long, but it's worth every single minute. Wish we'd had another hour to keep the man on. I think we've all learned some things from this tonight. I just want to say we appreciate each one of you. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.